This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Someone you asked me in break about tomorrow, if he was going to go, if he wanted to come. I said I had one extra ticket.
And you're not going to go?
No, I like to watch the game.
Oh, my God.
He said he doesn't like the cold.
Oh, my God.
poor guy.
It's really unbelievable.
It's not even... And compared to last week, it's going to be like summer.
Nothing. It's really nothing. You don't want to.
You're saying I should go?
I think you should.
You should go.
You should go.
Isn't it sad that Marshall had to be convinced to that level?
Say something?
Yeah.
Mark Grody, the way he was talking, like he's not in the warm press box watching the game, and he's got the audacity to tell me I should go. Like, yeah, because you're protected. Mr. Grody.
Nobody illustrates that contrast better than Olin. Like the anger that Olin Kreutz will have talking about suffering, and it is legitimately suffering in the cold on the field compared to being inside in the press box. Those are two very different things. But the man who extended the invitation deserves his flowers. We had a great time talking to Henry Melton at the Brat Stop on Friday, and we continue the discussion today. Henry Melton, the Bears defensive lineman from 2009 to 2013, a Pro Bowler in 2012, joining us again on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score. He's also on Twitch as well. You can see him twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Henry, I think it's crazy you even had to convince Marshall to go with you as your guest.
It was crazy, but he did end up hitting me up saying, "You still got that ticket?" And I was like, It's got your name on it, buddy.
Not it's got your name on it, buddy. Is that how you were texting? Is that what you're saying in your head when you texted me back? Because listen, first of all, you lied to me. You said it wasn't going to be that cold. And look, when I got there, it wasn't that cold. But then what happened, Henry?
Yes.
What happened then?
It got very, very, very cold. But listen, at the start of the game, it was nice. I mean, we could have had our jackets off, and it was actually pretty comfortable. And then a cold front came through. It got really windy. Yeah, and then you know Marshall was looking at me. I was looking at him. We were getting our butts beat. So it did get a little interesting until it didn't. You know, and then it got fun. It got really fun.
Henry, you've not just played for the Bears. You've also worked with the Bears for many years. You've been at Soldier Field a time or 200. Is my point. Have you ever heard the stadium that loud as it was after that touchdown to win the game?
No, man, that was an unreal moment, man. I had chills going over my body, not just from the cold, but from the energy, the environment, how everything unfolded. Man, it was spectacular.
Help paint the picture of how emotional people were. Like our friend Amber that was with us, she was literally brought to tears when the Bears won that game. And I felt like the emotional wave was just such a thing in that moment because we had seen how badly they got in their tails kicked in, their teeth kicked in, excuse me, for the first three quarters of that game, right, Henry?
Yeah. I mean, that was part of it. I feel like it was just such a low of lows. And then it just, like, you had no reason. I mean, I was emotional. Like, it was just, like, it was just, it was so low, and then it just switched so quick. Like, within two, like, literally 2 minutes, it switched into hope. So it was like, you know, our friends were crying. I was a little emotional. Like, just, I mean, it was just Green Bay. I mean, just how it happened, and, you know, it was insane.
Well, and I think that's one of those things that people talked about was it you weren't the only ones with emotion there. You know, we've heard from many fans over the past 2 days calling in and talking about having tears or like if they were watching the game, you know, where does this game register with you just as far as like how you'll remember it?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely up there. I mean, you know, almost making it to the Super Bowl when I was a player, like – just being off the field, like, we have never seen anything like that since I've been done. Like, that was the craziest game. Like, this is our best start since I was on the team. So just being involved and, like, dragging Marshall out the house, you know, it was because I know he wanted to be somewhere inside warm. But he was just, like, he was in shock. And he's not even a freaking Bears fan. He just talks about them.
Listen, so, I was definitely.
He was even speechless. I never seen Marshall could say anything.
Yeah, he did say something to me like, "Oh, you don't have anything to say." I was like, "What do you mean?" The amount of times we looked at each other and just said, "This is crazy. This is crazy." I'm telling you, we broke a record for the number of times the word "crazy" was said in like a 3 hour period, right, Henry?
Yeah, I mean, even on the video, I think Marshall took or our friend Amber took, you just hear everybody just saying like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my, like just over and over. Like I'm still saying, I woke up today like, oh my, I still can't believe we won that. And I was there to, you know, witness it. It was the energy. It was, I mean, we never, like just from the Bears standpoint of, even when we had Fields, dude, like there was games like the year before, we could have had 10 wins easy just off of these close games of just like the one score games. I mean, we've lost so many of these in the past where we actually could have been a team like this, but it just was never in our favor. And the football gods never blessed us like this until now, until this season. Like we've never even, I think we're ranked. We have the most, you know, comeback wins this year. In the fourth quarter, even like something happens to Caleb, his completion percentage is off the charts in the fourth quarter. Like something happens to the team where we just have just had this thing this year in late in games. We have not had before.
No, I completely agree. We're talking to former Bear Henry Melton, the former Bears defensive lineman, Pro Bowler here on 670 The Score. And the reason Marshall got to go to the game. And Henry, I think sometimes, you know, we get into the X's and the O's. There's no doubt about that. And sometimes it's good to just illustrate that even when you're facing a backup quarterback suddenly in the middle of the game like Malik Willis, or you know that Micah Parsons is out for the season, you still have to be the team on the other side to execute it. And I think sometimes we forget how difficult it is to just do that. You know, as a former player, how do you speak to that? Because there's still very much a responsibility on the other side to be able to pull this off and be able to execute enough to still take the win.
Yeah, I mean, like, shoot, I mean, we were sitting there watching me and Marshall were sitting there talking about how we were making Malik look. He came in looking like Randall Cunningham or like Michael Vick. We were like, who is this guy? Like, he looked better than Love when he came in. So it was things about execution and just hanging in there. And like I said on the show where I was on there Friday, we have a very bend but don't break defense. We were hanging in there. Just keep like, just hold. So like, that's what was happening. Would they have 5 red zone trips, only 9 points out of it. And then we got a turnover and then they got a turnover on downs. Like we were just hanging in there very bend but don't break defense and make them earn it. Made them earn every inch. Like they had first and goal, and then we made Jacobs fumble, and that was like the game was getting a little out of hand there. So like we had our testy moments. We came through when we needed to come through. Caleb came alive at the end of the game. Like it was awesome. It was Bears. It was this year's Bears football for sure.
Henry, we sat there and we watched. And at one point, I looked at you and I said, when they were down big and it was the beginning of the fourth quarter, I said, you know what this is? This is who the Bears are when they don't get the takeaways. And you agreed with me on that. And what do you think the difference was from that point on that allowed them to win this game? Because you still believe that, right? If the Bears don't get the takeaways, they are largely what we saw in that game.
Yeah, but it also attests to the offense too. If we're just doing just enough, just hanging in there, waiting until those moments, making them earn. Like if we give up a big play and they score, we don't have a chance to get a. Like we were making them earn every inch. That Jacobs fumble came by them just making them earn it the hard way, and then, you know, Caleb not having any turnover again. Just like he's one of the best. He's honestly one of the best in the past 2 years of all of quarterbacks of all of the NFL of controlling, taking care of the football.
Yeah.
And that's just where it was. That's just where it was. We hung in there. Take care of the ball. And just like me and Marshall said, like, we didn't take a deep shot till overtime. Like, we were just playing our game and just waiting for that opportune moment to capitalize.
Well, and Henry, I think talking about Caleb Williams specifically too, I mentioned this earlier. I feel like when the Bears did make some adjustments was for example, like to begin that fourth quarter, you saw that big pass play to DJ Moore that went for what, 22 yards. And then they started running the football. They were able to, I think they were able to kind of use that pass to set up the run a little bit late. And that helped too. You know, those are confidence boost type of throws for everybody.
Yeah. Just breaking it down, just watching, you know, the highlights and the tape. It was the run game, you know, our two-headed monster, you know, just having that. And then they had a blitz sometimes, you know. Like, we hit a few throws of them trying to get after Caleb. O-line, I don't think they couldn't touch Caleb. He had no sacks. I mean, obviously, attest to them not having Parsons. But, you know, the O-line held their own. No sacks. Not a lot of pressure. I mean, and then Caleb was using his legs. Our running game was elite as usual. Like, we just got the yards we needed it when we needed him. And then it broke down on that, you know, little play action, and then we went over the top.
We have a request on the text line for you. As Henry Melton, former Bears defensive lineman, Pro Bowler in 2012, joins us here on Raheemy Harrison Grody. Here's the question. They want to know what you thought about the Austin Booker play that resulted in the personal foul, roughing the quarterback, and obviously led to Jordan Love's ejection. From a defensive lineman standpoint, what did you think about that call?
Awful.
Awful. Is that you from a tactician standpoint, or is that just you, the former Bear, saying that was awful?
It's just ball, man. Like, you got to let these guys play. We finally get to Love. And then we were there. I mean, we were both, me and you, I was irate. I was like, we needed to hear more boos. That was obviously it knocked Love out of the game. But, dude, like, there's not a whole lot you could do about that sack. I mean, like, you're running right at him. He ducks his head. Like, I don't know what more you want from him.
Well, that's how I felt, too, was if he had kept his head up, then Booker is in line with his shoulders, right?
Yes, he's where he should hit him. Like, he wasn't, like, it wasn't a dirty hit. I feel like you should take account to, like, what's, like, how the game's flowing. Like, we finally get to this man and we hit him hard. Yeah, like, it's part of the game. You can't, and that was that, the drive was dead. And then you give more, like, they don't understand how, like, just the refs kill me on that.
Okay.
It's so, just like, yeah, I mean, I didn't like the call. Even in the game, I could see it from where we were, but I couldn't see exactly until I saw the replay. I'm just like, dude, he's just playing ball, man.
Layla, I was just going to say, he may not have liked that call, but I could tell you there's a call he liked even less.
What's that?
Fourth and one, Henry. Talking about fourth and one and how you like didn't have a problem with the call until you realized it was fourth and one.
Yeah, I was like, I was like a couple drinks in and I didn't realize we were fourth and one. And then we ran a wildcat and I was just like, what are we doing? I was like, wait, we don't have the ball?
I thought we were just trying
some things. I was so confused. And then while we went wildcat with Manungai, the 20 yards in the back, I'm like, what are we doing?
I think they were trying some things. I think Ben Johnson takes those opportunities sometimes to try some things, but maybe the down was not the right down to do that.
Yes, the fourth, I didn't like it. I didn't like that call, and I thought he called a pretty good game. That was just, I think he probably would have wanted that one back.
Didn't it feel like that stopped the entire momentum for the rest of the half just off the first drive, though?
Yeah, I mean, like, not getting points there was critical. But, I mean, it was just part of, like, man, it was just Bears, like, this year's team. Like, we just had to make, we just wanted to add some drama to it. I just felt like, that was insane.
We're talking to former Bears defensive lineman Henry Melton here on Raheemy Harrison Grody. Our segment with Henry brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And Henry, I mean, if I were in your spot, I would have been telling Marshall, I told you so. I told you to come to this game probably every 3 minutes.
What you mean? I was a good luck charm. I'm the reason they came back.
I'd be like slugging him in the arm. Like, I told you to come to this game. What did you do? Did you do anything to mess with him?
I didn't. I mean, I was actually apologetic until the last 2 minutes. There was nothing we could get.
He's like, I didn't need to drag you out the house for this.
Aww.
Yeah, and it was like it made it even worse because it started getting colder. So he was over there free. We were all started getting cold. My friend, we were sharing hand warmers, and then then we started to spark. We got the hot side, and I started hitting the told you so. Told you to come. I told you to come.
It was all community after that. When they started to come back, it was like community. Really, the moment was the onside kick. Because I think
that onside kick was wild.
Until the onside kick, we thought the game was over, both of us. But once they recovered the onside kick, we were like, the Bears are going to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, analytics had it at less than 1%, even after the score. Like, we still had very little chance. I mean, literally no chance of winning that game until we got the onside kick.
So, Henry, how would you rate this as far as comebacks you've either seen in person or been a part of?
It's at the top for sure. That was, I mean, like I said, the less than 1% chance of winning that game at the end. And it was, the whole stadium was rocking. I mean, it was blurry. It was insane.
I love that. Well, I'm glad that you got to take Marshall, and I wanted to give you your flowers because, my goodness, to give that invitation and yes, the roller coaster that you guys were on together. I feel like you two were a team before, but you became even more of a team on Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. We're locked in for life now, buddy. I did not like your use
of the word buddy in this context, but I'm going to let you have it. Thank you again for taking me to the game, Henry. I'm glad the Bears won. I'm glad I got to experience that particular sense of community, of being at the game, the suffering of the cold, the suffering of watching bad football for 3 quarters, and then the joy that brought everything back up at the end.
Yeah, I'm happy you were able to make it, my man. I'm happy.
Appreciate
I'm glad, you, I'm glad you. I'm glad you sucked it up, and we're just like, you know what, you got that ticket still.
Yeah, no regrets. No regrets.
And that's loyal because he didn't give it to anybody else either. So there it
waiting.
Is.
I was waiting. It was close, but I was waiting on him. I had a feeling that he was going to come around. And
I looked at the weather forecast. It was like 44 degrees. I was like, I can handle 44 degrees. And then it wasn't 44 degrees anymore.
No, and then it turned into a wind turbine.
Yeah, wind chill was probably around zero.
Shout out to Cairo. What did I say about Cairo?
I
trust in him.
He was like the whole time. Remember he told us Friday, oh, no, I trust Cairo. He knows the field. He literally, if you watched it from where we were sitting, those kicks, like onside kick notwithstanding, his ability to measure it out and adjust for the crosswinds was amazing, Henry.
It was. Like I... I was telling you, I was like, he knows this field. He's been kicking here long enough. They kick outside even during practice. Man, the way, even from our point of view, we could see him kicking into like the wind current. Like the dude knew what he was doing, and he was dropping dimes out there with his foot.
with his foot. That's perfect. And yes, he does get credit. As much as we've had to discuss special teams, we gotta give him credit too when they come through. And the onside kick and those kicks, that is not easy. So game ball to Cairo Santos made a lot of sense there, Henry. You're right.
100%. 100%.
Henry, thank you so much for being a part of the show today. And thanks for making Marshall go outside and go to the game.
Appreciate you, man. We'll holler at you later.
Appreciate you having me.
That's Henry Melton, the former Bears defensive lineman, Pro Bowler, and yes, giver of ticket to Marshall Harris so he can go to the game.
I'm glad I took the ticket. I was wrong. He was right. Are you happy now, Layla?
I just think Henry deserved his flowers for being generous. And, you know, he's an ambassador for the Bears. So what was he doing there?
he was hanging
being
out.
An ambassador
yeah,
for the Bears.
Doing all the things. I did not tailgate, though. I was Johnny come lately. Showed up for game time.
I don't hate the process. I think whatever you want to do, you should be allowed to do in those moments. And frankly, I think it's, for some of us, I have less energy when I've had alcohol, so then it makes it harder to withstand.
I didn't have a drop that day.
Like there's, for me, it's like, this is two drinks is good. That's a good jacket for me. That adds about 10 extra degrees, and then I can figure out my life. Any more than that, and I fall asleep.
Well, don't do that. Not
yeah,
during that
turn
game.
Turn into a pumpkin. No, that did not happen. I watched it with my friends, and we were all delusionally...
Delusional?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, just incredulous, in disbelief. Let's get into a little bit more of that as well. And also talk about that Bears defense that took us on a roller coaster with it. Henry talked about it a little bit. We'll examine the Bears defense and their win over the Packers on this very, very festive Football Monday, presented by Plumbers 911, BC Bank, and Great Clips on the Score.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're listening to Rahimi Harrison-Grody, back in 60 seconds on the Score. My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Christmas, get a bonus AI Essentials course when you enroll in any My Computer Career IT program by the end of the year. That's a $3,900 value. Attend classes online or on campus. Enjoy lifetime job placement support and IT certifications in high demand. Go to mycomputercareer.edu today and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner. Conditions apply to AI offer and financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
This is Andrew Perloff with an Odyssey Sports Minute. The NFL has considered expanding to 18 games. One of the problems is that they're running out of quarterbacks. Rookies like Quinn Ewers and Brady Cook and Max Brosmer all saw action on Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs had to turn to third stringer Chris Oladokun. There's still two more weeks after this. Who knows who's going to be playing quarterback by the end? More football is always good. Just not sure it's always going to be good football. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, I don't know that it's frustrating. You know, it's especially when your defense is holding them to threes instead of giving up sevens, you know. And so you know that even though they're possessing the ball as long as they are, that you're still in it. You're only down by a score, and you're going to be just fine. So, you know, it's a matter of just putting a few good plays together and capitalizing in the red zone.
Oh, easy for you to say, Ben Johnson. Easy for you to say after your team wins 22-16 because they're able to score a field goal in the third quarter, 13 points in the fourth quarter, and then that touchdown in overtime. Our segment is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency? Call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM. 911. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And yeah, he can say that, and he's got to have that level of confidence and that level of trust in his team. And we see what happened. It resulted in a win. However, as Henry Melton alluded to in our last segment, Marshall, there were times where 6 points felt insurmountable.
You know, it's funny. When the game was 3-0, I was like, oh, they don't score here. The Packers get a touchdown. They're going to be down by 2 scores. And, you know, it was just a field goal at a time for a time being. And you're like, why does 6-0 feel like it's 21-0 right now? That's how it felt being at the game, watching the offense kind of slog through it in the first half.
Like when they were up 13-3
right
in the third quarter, were you just saying to yourself, oh, gosh. And that was that nice Malik Willis, the touchdown pass to Romeo Doubs. That was yes, the Bears defense did hold in the red zone, but that was to the tune of 33 yards. And Malik did look good. Henry was right.
It's the fact that the score was 6-0 at halftime, and you're like, wait, Ben Johnson's offense scored no points for a whole half? Has that ever happened before? They had not indeed ever had a game where they didn't score in the first half. So yeah, it hadn't happened before.
Well, no wonder it felt so bad. They had more yards in the first half of this game than they did in the first half of the first game against the Packers. That one they had, 71 or 72 yards as a team, I believe. And then in this one, it was in the 120s. It was like 61 yards passing, I believe. It was 65. It was a relatively even split between passing and rushing the ball. But 120-some-odd yards at the half isn't enough. It's not enough when you need this win against this type of team.
Doesn't it kind of speak to what you've come to expect, though? Like, we're 20 points has been kind of the bar, the minimum. The Bears are going to score 20 points. You just need to hold your opponent to blank amount of points, whether that's 15, 16, even 19. As long as you do that, the Bears are going to win the game. And that rang true for this game because they took the long road, but eventually they got above 20 points.
It's just also the challenge, too, of Ben Don't Break looks good. And the concept of we'll let these guys get theirs in between the 20s sounds good. And then occasionally you get burned, like that 33-yard touchdown pass. And it sounds like a good plan. And prevent defense sounds like a good plan. But it doesn't make me feel good to see chunks of yards being given up like that, because then you are putting yourself into a high leverage situation. What was even more compelling about that 0-for-5 in the red zone was it wasn't just 0-for-5 from the 20 on. It was 0-for-5 from the 10.
What do they call it? The deep red zone?
The deep red zone, which I hadn't even heard of until I read about it.
But it makes sense, right? Like, if you get inside the 10, you expect to score touchdowns.
What is the intimate red zone? Is that 5?
I think that's fair. Like, the intimate, like, the sexy red zone.
Oh, the sexy red. Sexy red would tell you that's the entire world is the sexy red zone. Well,
that's exactly what sexy red would tell you. But I look at the bend, don't break thing in a couple of different ways, right? Because that's something that Henry and I were talking about throughout that game. It was like, it's okay. Remember, 5 trips to the red zone, no touchdowns. But every time they got down there, it was like, you think they can really hold them again? And the one that got down to what, the 2-yard line?
Yeah.
And that was going away from us, so we couldn't see it real well when Nashawn Wright, my goodness, that man, cha-ching, keep adding to his future paycheck, by the way.
Please keep earning your paper, Nashawn Wright. So you're talking about the fumble then.
Yeah, the forced fumble. And you're like, okay, well, there they go. They got to stop. It doesn't matter that they let them get all the way into the intimate red zone. They got to stop once they got there.
We can't say
no,
that.
No, we're not doing
it
that.
It sounds too inappropriate.
So deep red sounds better? Is that what you're saying? Inside the 10?
Well, deep is 10.
Yeah, I know.
And then I'm like, the intimate, well, what's is 5? Like, what?
The intimate red zone. We're giving up on that already. We're scratching that one
respected
off.
Respected writers just cringe when they hear us.
Okay, that's fine. We're not writing. We're talking. We're workshopping this thing out.
There are some players on the Bears who I think would laugh hard.
Absolutely.
At the concept of intimate red zone.
They'd be all the way in on it.
So, that's the point.
So, well, yeah, all the way in on it. Here's the thing.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I've decided the Bears don't have a bend, don't break defense. They have a Gumby defense, because you can pretzel and bend them and fold them in all the ways. Yes, they are the promotional.
The inflatable guy.
Inflatable outside the car dealership. Yes, just every which way. But they don't fall down is the point. They pop right back up, no matter which way the wind is blowing, as it was on Saturday night.
Bears defense, would you say you guys were like the inflatable guy in front of a car dealership with the way you were flexible to this?
The Bears have the 24th ranked total defense in the NFL. That is not good. We can agree to that. They give up 348.1 yards per contest. That is not good. But conversely, they have a top 10 red zone defense. And after giving up 0 red zone touchdowns against Green Bay in 5 attempts, they have now given up 14.29% red zone touchdowns over their last 3 games. Do you know what that rank is in the NFL? Numero uno, number one.
To have such a gap between, for example, scoring defense and actual defense.
Yeah.
That is, like, when I talk about the Packers last year prior to Micah Parsons, their defensive stats were pretty consistent across the board. You know, enough to where you could say confidently, around a top 5 or in the top 10 squarely defense. Top 5 in a lot of categories. This is not the case. This is incredibly different.
This is why it's so important that the Bears have, one, already clinched the playoff spot and have the inside track with their magic number being 1 now to host as a division champion. Because this season, at home, red zone defense, 38.1% success rate. That's second in the NFL at home. Meanwhile, when they're away, they give up red zone touchdowns 54% of the time. That is 27th. So home, second. Away, 27th. There's a disparity there.
And the reason we have to talk about the home and road numbers now with such passion and such pointed detail is because it's going to matter come playoff time. Where you're going to play, what the likelihood is of them being able to advance if they get those home playoff dates. 630 wants to know, what's the can we just be friends still red zone? 35.
35 feels right for that.
Yeah.
It does.
It's what the penalty for the where you start from on the dynamic kickoff. So I'd say 35.
Yeah, and also the 35, here's the thing. If you're at the 35-yard line, yeah, you can kick a field goal there. I don't know if it's going to go in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good job by your red zone defense. I'm sorry, what is it called? Just friends red zone defense?
Yeah, the can we just be friends red zone.
Yeah, you've been friend zoned on the football field.
The
35. The 35.
The friend zone is the 35. The red zone is the 20. The deep red zone is the 10. And the intimate red zone is the 5.
And the Bears were successful in all those places except for the friend zone, ironically, because that's where Malik Willis did damage on the touchdown pass.
Was it a failed relationship, the fumble inside the five-yard line that got recovered by the Bears?
I would say so. What was the term that you sent me over the weekend? Banksying? Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah, I did send you that. Yeah.
I think they got Banksied. They thought they were doing something. They went all the way down the field only to realize the whole time the Bears were like, you thought we were really going to let you score? No, we were just leaning on. We've been out of this for a long time now. We knew how this drive was going to end. Did I use that correctly?
That Banksying? Is the waste time zone is what that
Same difference, right?
847 has a good point. Does the Lions game skew some defensive stats? I think it does, absolutely. It definitely skews point differential. We know that out of the gate.
Yeah, the Bears on the road are averaging 24.8 points per contest scoring and are giving up 29 points per game on the road. That 52 burger by the Lions does have an effect on that.
We call that an outlier. But they gave him up all the same, so that's it. Also, everybody who's asked about chicken, yes, we are getting chicken today from Rinaldi's. I'm very excited.
I'm not even mad, as long as that hot honey is coming with
the
it.
The hot honey pizza disappeared in about 20 seconds last time.
Yeah,
it's a race, and I think it's a bit like the Hunger Games, and there might be some carnage.
Since I had the full rack of ribs this morning, I won't need as much food today.
Unhinged. You had a full rack of ribs for breakfast on a Monday.
So let's talk.
Before 6 a.m.
Can I just tell what happened? Can I tell them what happened?
You're choosing violence.
So I had ribs left over from Carson's, but I had a full rack of ribs and the potatoes au gratin and some coleslaw. And I was like, I need to eat this because it's going to go bad. And or I'm also leaving town tonight to go home to Alabama to, you know, celebrate the holidays with my family. It's like, I guess I just need to eat this for breakfast tomorrow morning because I wasn't hungry last night.
Oh, darn. I must have ribs for breakfast from Carson's.
So I don't want people to think I just ate ribs and came here. No, I got up at 4:30. I went to the gym and worked out. Great workout. So at 6 a.m., fired up the ribs. The leftover ribs with the potatoes, and it was delicious, and I won't be hungry until about, I don't know, 1 p.m. when the Rinaldi's comes. I thought that was excellent planning on my part.
It really is excellent planning on your part, so good job out of you.
Also, I told you I had the shirt that says Happy Christmas on it. I wore it today because we had that conversation as well.
Love that. And that's Marshall's planning skills. You are experiencing what is an elite day out of our friend, O. Marshall Harris.
That's Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy from Trading Places, if you don't recognize the reference. Happy Christmas, Merry New Year.
Indeed. Coming up next, here, I'm Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. The Bears have given us a little gift this week. Normally, we have to wait until our show is over to hear Ben Johnson speak to the media after watching the film. We have it next. Let's go.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Listen to Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And because the Bears played on a Saturday night, everything got moved up a little bit. We normally never get to hear Ben Johnson during our show after he's watched the film. So Ben Johnson has addressed the media in his virtual session that he usually does on a Monday, which is a must listen in our opinion. So let's hear what he had to say in his opening statement to the people. We're working on it. What can we play for the guys?
This audio just came in. So this is, we're going to talk about what I was just talking about right now.
Okay, let's do it because this is on your mind.
Okay, so one of the most underrated things about this 11-4 season for the Bears, which could end who knows how well, but it's already been a success, is the fact that Caleb Williams has made it this far unscathed. The man has not missed any. Yeah, let me
knock on wood. Well, right, everybody, everybody, knock on wood. Knock on your head. Knock on something you think is wood. Knock on something that you think at one time
I've got
could
the
have
wooden
been
C.
Wood.
I've got the wooden.
Yeah,
C.
Yeah, the Bears C.
Yeah, you want that? Okay, knock on that. No.
Thank
seriously.
You again to Andrew for making this for the Take the North podcast.
Think about all the players that the Bears have seen, their second string quarterbacks. You know, Snoop Huntley had to come in again yesterday because Lamar Jackson hurt his back.
I am not convinced that Lamar was ever healthy.
Okay, that's fair too, but it goes ahead and backs up my point. None of this happens if Caleb Williams isn't healthy all season long. He has been healthy all season long.
Yeah, you know what? He's got a bone to pick with those St. Brown brothers who were messing with him about having a little bit higher body fat percentage. I think that he's got to show some scoreboard there.
Extra coating is what I call that.
Because he did
coding.
Say that. He said quarterbacks are supposed to play with a certain amount of body fat percentage because of the hits they take.
And he's still fast. And not only is he still fast, you saw that one spin move yesterday? He's still ducking out of would-be sacks.
It was, it's my deduction that the only person who might be better at imitating Caleb Williams is Micah Parsons.
Micah or Michael? Which one?
Do people say Michael sincerely?
Well, Jerry.
Oh, yeah, well, Jerry. All right, so now I understand we've got our opening statement from Ben Johnson. That's how fresh this audio is. We were still editing it as it was coming in. Let's listen now.
Well, yeah, I mean, our step number one was to get to 11. And the whole reason why that was the number, there's really only been one 10-win team not to make it, and that was last year's Seattle. There's never been an 11-win team to not make it. And so that was kind of, we felt pretty good about that being the number going into the season. That was step one. Step two is we want to win this division. We want to have at least one home playoff game. And then step three would be clinching number one seed. So there's a lot of things still out there to play for. Our guys know that. We talked about it a few weeks ago, just a big picture view of where we stood in relation to the last five games of the season and what we need to accomplish to achieve those goals. And so they get it. Not a whole lot needs to be said about it. Those goals are still out there, and we continue pressing forward. Like I said, we're still not necessarily playing at the level that we're capable of yet. And so, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about this season, and we're all still getting better at what we're doing. There's a number of things that I could have done better in the last game, and a number of our players would feel the same way and tell you the same thing as well. So that's the fun part of what we do.
Okay. What do you think of the last?
So that's Ben Johnson from earlier today, and Marshall and I immediately both looked at each other and thought of the Wildcat on 4th and 1, didn't we?
Listen, we've talked about this before, how Ben Johnson sometimes at the beginning of games specifically you're not sure exactly what's going on with what his thought process is. In this one, at least I could say, Caleb Williams looked good out of the gate. They marched right down the field. I thought, okay, Ben Johnson doing all the things we talked about him needing to do against Green Bay, get off to a fast start, and then the fourth and one play call, and you're just like, and then his explanation even after the game, talking about his confidence in the play, I was like, no, Ben, not now.
Mad scientist just got a little too mad, and you know what? I think it was the rivalry of him and Matt LaFleur. He's like, oh, not only am I going to beat you, I'm going to beat you on fourth and one with this wild ass play. No, you're not. It's okay. We all get like that sometimes. We get too cute. You didn't do speed option on fourth and goal to try to win the game against the Colts. You didn't do that. So at least I'm okay with that part of it.
I just wanted to know what was the play supposed to be because I couldn't figure it out.
We'll never know. Let's listen to, we're trying to figure out if the NFL is going to fine Austin Booker. Of course, we don't think that should be the case, but you know, sometimes the league says otherwise. So let's listen to what Ben Johnson had to say about the expectation there for that hit on Jordan Love.
Talk about Booker's, you know, against Jordan Love, and that's 100% a flag where he ends up getting concussed, and it's not what anybody wants, all right? But at the same time, that one is a more difficult one to coach just from a technique perspective because we're trying to go after the quarterback and it's a bang-bang play like that. All the other 15-yarders, as far as I'm concerned, those are all preventable and at times egregious. We can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, the grounding call that we haven't even talked about, too, unfortunately, could have gone very badly for the Bears. We'd be talking about that a lot more, the one on Caleb Williams, if they hadn't won the game.
Can we be honest with ourselves for a moment?
They did win the game, yes?
The tone was set at the kickoff. Do you remember what happened at kickoff?
Penalty!
No, not just penalty. They were crowd surfing out there. Who is that, DeMarco Jackson on top? Like, what?
DeMarco Jackson basically took this game ball and decided to tell somebody else to shove it.
But, like, the tone was set, right? That this is going to be a wild and crazy game, and there might be some flags, and a little overamped, a little overhyped.
Do you think that George McCaskey programmed the rookies too well to hate the Packers? And then they all were like, hey, we got to do this. And
Is there any doubt?
Let me tell you right now, Noah Sewell came into a fun and kind-hearted lecture series ready to rip somebody's head off.
They were just a little too hyped. You know how last time they played the Packers, they might have been also too amped to control themselves. I think that was on steroids in front of the home crowd.
I would agree with that. That's the latest from Ben Johnson. We'll have more of that, I think, later in our show as well, just because we've got it. Anthony Heron is coming in. He's at 1 o'clock, so I know we're going to go over some of that audio with him too, because there's a lot to get into. But coming up next, it's time for our Five On It segment, where, guess what, friends? Somebody came to play in the hot stove, didn't they?
Are you saying there was money that was being dropped? There was a cash
Somebody
flowing.
Decided to help their offense.
Someone said, let's make it rain. Not on the
Somebody's
north side.
Somebody's talking
not on the
about north side. It right now.
Yeah, I like it.
Why'd you
it.
Look at me like that, Marshall? Oh, because right, you know, at me.
More Bears discussion as well. But somebody decided to do something.
Socks.
Don't tell him.
Socks.
No, don't ruin the surprise.
Socks machine.
It's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.